Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington and presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. The standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location now open, taking appointments. New spot in Ashburn as well. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, November 12, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
JP, how are you? Cakesy, Bickle,
hello.
How are you?
Hello, good.
I think we should start the show with the music. It is a victory Monday. The Redskins, EB.
Yes, sir.
6-3, sitting pretty atop the NFC East with the Eagles going down to the Cowboys. Yes, we will reach out to Howard Eskin. A lot of people have been tweeting us.
Oh, I hope so.
Hey, forgot about take. That sidebar.
Winning ugly.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
It's hard to do. It's almost impossible to give up 500 yards and only 3 points.
And win,
it's
right.
Weird. But it was weird to watch.
You get four turnovers, that'll do that. So, you know, hats off to them. I didn't think they could do it. But if there was a scenario where they did it, it would be like this. It would be a low-scoring game where Ryan Fitzpatrick turns it over a couple times. And you know what? The Redskins were efficient.
So, when a team punts just once, usually you expect them to have 28, 35, 42 points. They punted one time.
So big-time plays. I mean, a great interception by Josh Norman. Was it Zach Brown that forced that fumble, punched it out?
Yep.
There,
no,
that
Ryan
was, Anderson.
No, that was Anderson.
Yeah. Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
The awesome sack fumble by Preston Smith.
Stroman with the pick.
In the offensive line, you got to give those guys credit. I mean, what a patchwork unit. Ty Gesicki, Jonathan Cooper, Chase Roullier, Tony Bergstrom, Morgan Moses. Jerron Christian had to come in there at times. You know, they gave
they
Alex
held
Smith
up
time.
Enough.
They held up enough. Adrian Peterson wasn't spectacular, but he had, you know, enough big runs to keep drives going there, especially late in the game. I don't know.
They're winning ugly, but 6-3. It's 6-3, and maybe I'm wrong on the Eagles. I thought the Eagles would turn around and start to roll.
They stink.
They still have the Saints and Rams on the schedule.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing special.
The Redskins have a 2-game lead on the Eagles.
Unless the Eagles
still have the Saints and
unless
Rams
the Eagles
on the schedule.
Sweep the Redskins will win this division.
It's looking that way. It's looking more and more like the Redskins are gaining control of the NFC East.
The Redskins can go 3-4 down the stretch and still finish with a winning record. Still finish
Correct.
With 9-7.
Correct.
Pretty crazy.
And it's probably going to be enough in that division given the current standings.
I mean
Dallas could theoretically
this was worse
roll
than winning
too.
Ugly, dude. This was grotesque. This was an awful,
it
ugly
was,
game.
But you know what we're sleeping on?
But the Redskins forced four turnovers, and Tampa Bay is just awful, especially in the red zone. They just kill themselves.
I thought the game got good in the second half.
The snapper, the center, was terrible.
They had one drive.
And I thought that Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard. I thought he was smart.
Right.
What's he doing when he had a clear first down? And then he all of a sudden goes east.
Heels
well,
back.
He's book smart. He's clearly book smart.
Right, he's not football smart.
He's book smart, football
no
smart,
common
street
sense.
Smart. Yeah, I
right.
mean, he might we not
also
have
threw
a lot
the
of
them
field.
A first down, and then,
he
of course,
threw
they missed the layup.
Field, the first half.
Yeah, no, he's a dog.
Right.
Despite all that, he's still better than Jameis Winston, in my opinion. Yesterday was just a bad day.
Although, did you see Cutter's thinking about starting
Jameis? Well, Cutter's an idiot. First and foremost, Dirk Cutter is an idiot. Because he took away the play-calling duties yesterday for, I believe it's Todd Monken.
Todd Monken, yeah.
Who's the offensive coordinator, who had that offense humming. It was firing on all cylinders. Cutter takes it away, and all they do is score 3 points in the red zone 5 times.
Yeah, but that was because
shocking.
They were turning the ball over and snapping it over the quarterback's
True.
Head. They ran up 500 yards.
I know. It was crazy. It was wild
They
to
watch. Putted one time.
You know what you're sleeping on? Another Alex Smith win.
Another Alex Smith W. By the way, in a weird...
I know there are a lot of people that don't want to attribute wins to quarterbacks.
Well, you can't.
And it makes
that's
sense.
Dumb. That's
but
dumb.
But Alex Smith is
you know
6-3
that's
as
dumb,
a starter.
But 178 yards in his last 3 wins.
Listen,
that's
I don't
his
care.
Favorite number, apparently.
I don't think
you shouldn't. You shouldn't
I don't care. I thought he was decent.
Yeah.
I thought he was decent. He had some nice throws. It wasn't spectacular.
He was good enough. Yeah.
He'll never be spectacular.
When the other team is going to give you the ball four times.
Yeah, you take advantage of
especially
that.
Especially in the red zone, yeah, red zone.
You could take your 400 yards and two picks, and you have those every week.
Right.
I'll take my 178 and no picks and one touchdown and a dub.
Right. We're sleeping on the fact that the Redskins as a team, nine games in, have seven giveaways.
Yeah.
That's why they're winning games. They play good enough defense. You know, during the three-game winning streak, they played really good defense. This was a fortunate defensive performance, although they made plays, forced four turnovers. But they have seven giveaways this season. Three interceptions from Alex Smith and four fumbles. That's it.
Yep.
And we do talk about it often, the turnover margin is the biggest tell in the NFL.
It's pretty big.
Well, this year,
it's pretty important.
They are not handing the ball to the other team.
And you got largely because of Alex Smith.
Yes.
Because it's really, really hard to count on like creating turnovers. Those are just, you know, it's just bizarre how those accumulate. Now, I think this is a pretty good defense, but still, Alex Smith is largely responsible for that positive turnover ratio.
Skins are third in the league at a plus 11, and Tampa Bay is dead last at minus 19.
They have 25 turnovers.
But that's how you beat a team.
Yeah.
That's coming into the game averaging 28 points per game, that throws for 450 every week, and they basically did all that. They just didn't get in the end zone.
That's how you beat a bad team, and that's the way you should beat a bad team.
Well, I didn't expect it. I thought that they would lose. I thought if they did win, it would have to be this scenario. We talked about it late in the week, I think on Friday, that if there was a way they'd win, it would be something like this. And it played out.
Let me ask you
this.
If I would have told you before the game that the skin, you know, Smith would throw for 178. The Bucks would have 500 total yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They would punt one time, but they would turn the ball over four times. What do you think the score would have been? What would you have guessed on that score?
I would have guessed probably still like Tampa would still find a way to get to 20 points.
Like 23-20 or 23-17.
Would be held to 3 points.
I would guess the Redskins would be under 20. I would still have the Bucks probably winning 20-14 or something
like
that.
Yeah, so would I.
Because the Redskins, the last 2 weeks, and look, I don't want to dwell on the negative. They're 6-3.
Yeah.
Like, we should be playing that music throughout the show. They're 6-3. But they placed they played the Falcons and they played the Buccaneers, two of the worst defenses in the league. The Falcons were giving up nearly 31 points per game. The Buccaneers were giving up nearly 35 points per game. So let's just average that. That's about 32, 33 points per game. And the Redskins scored a combined 30 points.
Yeah, but they're giving up
games.
Those points to teams with prolific slash high flying offenses, which
point
the Redskins
is, Cakes,
don't have.
The last two pregame shows I did with you, you said maybe this is the week the Redskins offense gets healthy. I don't think they can get healthy. This is what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not capable of scoring 30 points, and you just got to be fine with it. Take care of the ball. Don't give it to the other team. Play good defense.
Well, I got a text from my buddy yesterday. He was just killing Alex Smith, all right, because Alex Smith, I don't know, right before he sent the text, I guess he had an overthrow, bad overthrow to Reed or whoever it was.
He missed Vernon Davis.
Oh, it was Vernon Davis, right.
A lot of people say Vernon Davis should have laid out.
And I said, you know what? You should just be happy. They're going to be 6-3. They're going to win this game.
Right.
Just be happy with the 6-3 record.
Take it for what it is.
Because their offense isn't very good. That's fine. But you're 6-3. You're probably going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
No one thought you would win the division to start the year. And, I mean, Skins fans, you're going to criticize the offense today, but you got to be happy with what's going on week
in, week really going to criticize the offense because it's not a prolific offense, but they did enough. I actually see some growth, I think, in Alex Smith. I think he's getting better as the year is progressing. Yeah, it's not anything special, but I think he's getting
better.
Bad parts
around him. I know that you were very high on the parts. Part of it is injuries. We did this thing on NBC Sports Washington last night, like, well, how do you fix the offense? And I don't know that you can fix it, really, other than Chris Thompson will come back. And he
Crowder
is a playmaker. They don't have
Bibbs
playmakers.
Bibbs is doing a pretty good
he
job
took a deep
in his
shot
spot.
Downfield.
I like Bibbs.
He took a deep shot downfield to Brian Quick, who was doubled. I mean, it's just, he's not going to, they just don't have separators.
No, they need, he
doesn't have like what Ryan Fitzpatrick has all the toys out there.
Right.
Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, even Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin would be the number one receiver on the Redskins. They don't
Maybe.
Have the toys.
It doesn't matter. He works with what he's got. A nice 24-yard pass to Jordan Reed. That was their most explosive play. I mean, but a nice 20-yard pass to Mo Harris. I just love Mo Harris.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, we can goof on Dotson,
Hey, there was
too.
A Dotson sighting yesterday.
Dotson's carving out a role.
I hate him.
He's not a
high-flying
number one wide receiver, and he's clearly overdrafted in the first round.
Yeah.
But on this team, he's starting to emerge as a dependable target.
He'll give you four catches on a big play.
He'll give you four catches. Okay, but if one of those catches is a touchdown, you'll take that every
week.
Which
he almost dropped.
I'm not stumping for him to go to the Pro Bowl.
He didn't drop
it. I'm just saying that he's now finally he's doing something.
It'll take years for me to turn a corner on him.
They have pieces to make plays, but they're going to be a bottom 10 offense in the league.
Oh,
they just are. They're not going to all of a sudden become an offense that churns out 400-yard, 500-yard games. They're just not capable of it, given the part. But that's fine.
They want to run the ball
They
and
found
turn you
the
over.
Formula. And if you want to chime in, are you okay with the formula? You should be. They're 6-3, 800-636-1067. The formula is play good defense, don't turn over the ball.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith is a big part of not turning over the ball. He doesn't. That's what he's done in his career.
Well, look,
I was stunned to find out, I was listening to pregame, stunned to find out that if he goes for his projected 3,800 yards or whatever it is, he's probably come down to like 37, that'd be the second most he's ever had in his career.
Well,
this is just what he does. He never throws 10 interceptions.
Why are we trying to make him out to be who he's not?
Right.
But we should know, he's 13 years in, we shouldn't try to make him out to be, you know, Drew Brees. He's not.
No.
He's a manager. He's a game manager. And he's pretty good at
it. And maybe we've undervalued. I know that all the analytic people don't want to attribute now quarterback performances to wins, even though it's obvious the best quarterbacks are the biggest winners. But maybe his skill set of taking care of the ball, just that, is enough to make you a winning team.
Well, it depends on what your expectations are for this team. If your expectations are just to beat the bad teams, win the division, get to a playoffs, that's fine. But they're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs with this offense.
Correct. No,
I agree that. Nobody thinks that.
That's been proven with
their
games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When we're
Saints
talking about expectations, you're saying that you think that their offense is getting better. I don't see it, but whatever. They're winning.
I think Alex Smith is getting better, personally.
I mean, he's fine.
I think he's getting better because he was pretty bad like weeks 2 through 6 or something.
Yeah,
he was pretty
bad. I would say slightly. But they're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs. I don't care who they play. With that offense.
No, but getting to the playoffs is a big accomplishment.
That's a
I know, that's why I'm saying if your expectations are fine, just
keep your expectations
getting to the
there.
Playoffs, then you're okay.
Any Redskins fan that thinks that this team, the way the offense is constructed, is ready to go on a deep run in the playoffs, I think that's delusional.
Yeah, but why are we beating up on them?
We're
6-3, and who knows? When you get Thompson back, when you get Crowder back, you know, maybe you'll be a little bit more explosive.
Incrementally better.
Maybe you'll be a little bit more explosive.
I'm just talking about the guy, like I was responding to my buddy's texts that are criticizing the team. You should just be happy with what you're seeing.
Right. I'm
just
thrilled they're 6-3.
Just revel in it.
I'm thrilled.
They haven't won 6 of their first 9 in 10 years.
It's a team that most of the experts thought would win 7 or 8 games tops.
Yeah.
And they're trending to go well past that number.
The reason why there is some discontent is because it is kind of hard to watch.
I agree with that.
First half was tough.
Right.
Second half I thought was a lot better.
The games are equivalent. Like last night's Sunday night
football
game.
Two of the worst defenses in the league, and they can't move the ball.
The first quarter of that Eagles-Cowboys game last night was mind-numbing, soul-sucking to watch. Kind of remind me of watching some of the Skins games this year. But again, you can't argue with the results.
6-3.
6-3 sitting atop the NFC East and got a gift by the Cowboys going in and beating the Eagles last night.
But they've got, look, I don't think the Eagles are world beaters by any stretch. I think they could split with them. I don't think that's a big ask.
If they do that, they win the division.
Split with the Eagles. Yeah. They got the Cowboys. They got the Jags. I mean, the Titans, I know they had some win yesterday. That's just bizarre.
I don't understand.
Not scared
that.
Of them.
That was a bigger shock than this game.
The toughest game looks probably the Texans next week. You know? And I'll say true to form and pick the Texans. I don't think we'll be able to keep up with them either, but maybe they'll surprise us.
I'll pick the Texans. Could be wrong. I've been wrong the last 2 weeks, but my sense was during this 3-game stretch, it would be 1 out of 3, which would be good enough because you'd come out at 6-4. So I feel like you're sitting pretty.
But again, unless they get swept by the Eagles, they're not going to lose the division.
Probably not.
Unless they have some crazy injuries.
What's the Cowboys going to roll?
Let's just see. Week to week.
Cowboys can't go on a roll.
Impossible for the Cowboys to get on a roll.
Yeah.
I agree. Whatever, you know, those predictors that constantly change during games?
Yeah.
If there was a playoff predictor right now and winning the division, they're probably in the 90s.
And if you're a Skins fan, you're hoping and praying that Jerry Jones follows up on his threat to extend Dak Prescott. Extend him for 15
right.
years. Because he's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back, take your calls. 800-636-1067. Victory Monday here on the Junkies. Talk a lot of Redskins throughout the show. Chris Russell will join us at 7. D'Angelo Hall former Redskins corner at 8:20, and our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman at 9:20, all right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Victory Monday here on the Junkies. D'Angelo Hall, former Redskins corner, is going to join us at 8:20. It'll be interesting to hear his take on the bend but don't break defense yesterday. I joked about it at one point during the game. I was like, the Redskins have the Buccaneers right where they want them, in the red zone. Because that's what happened. Every time they have the red zone, they self-destructed.
Well, how many times did Fitzpatrick drop back and throw?
Well,
because I know he threw for about whatever it was,
450 yards
or whatever it was. But
I think it was 40.
41 attempts.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to throw a couple picks. And the Skins even knew about it.
And fumble.
Yeah, the Skins even knew about it. They talked about it all week. They knew they were going to have their chances.
The telling sequence for them was, he did throw what would have been a touchdown pass, but Mike Evans, who's a great receiver, drops it.
It
was tough.
It was a bad
tough
ball. It was a low throw, too.
It's a low throw, but he should catch it.
General NFL
receiver, is Pro Bowler.
He's basically lying on the ground, and the ball was like 8 inches off the ground.
It's fine, but he's zipping in a tight window. It hits him in the hands. He should catch it. And then the next play, they fumble.
Well, they were just bad in the red zone. For four quarters, they were bad in the
red
zone.
And the kicker sucked, too.
But again, remember, Fitzpatrick has a first down. He's got, I don't know, Humphreys in front of him, and all he's got to do is run 2 yards, and he's got a first down. Then they have first and goal.
he
goes east, loses 2 yards. It's third and four, incompletion. Then they missed the layup. Cannizzaro misses a layup, chip shot, field goal.
Are we sure he went to the Harvard, like the real Harvard?
I don't know.
It's not like a Harvard that's like in Montana
somewhere.
Maybe
he went to like online Harvard.
Can we double, you know what?
What
we need to double check that.
What was he thinking?
Right,
there?
Because he also had, as EB points out, just the dumbest play at the end of the half where he throws in the middle of the field.
Yeah,
they need like 5 more yards for a field goal. Now, the field goal kicker would have missed it because he was terrible yesterday. But still, everybody knows throw to the sideline.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
I didn't get it.
And they also had the forward lateral. You could say, well, if he actually,
that was actually brilliant.
If he had a backwards lateral, the guy would have had another 15, 20 yards.
I thought it was brilliant. He just didn't execute it.
Right.
Yeah.
Really, well, I thought it was brilliant.
And I'd say his first interception, the guy was wide open. He just sailed it.
He overthrew him.
So it would have been brilliant if he realized he has to throw it backwards.
Right.
I think he tried to.
It's hard in the moment.
His momentum.
Right. Now, he's still going to make a boatload of money next season because there's a dearth of good quarterback play. I would leave these highlights off of the tape when you go to the next possible employer.
How much credit do you give the Redskins for winning it versus the Bucs for giving it to them?
I give it to the Redskins for winning because they created those turnovers.
Like, I agree.
The forced fumble was huge. Both forced fumbles were huge. The interception's huge. So I'm giving them credit for those. I give them credit.
Yeah,
the offense didn't win it. The defensive won it. And it's hard to do that. So that's why I can't get excited like week to week. But they get credit. Absolutely.
It's hard to sustain it, but they've won 4 of their last 5 games with their quarterback being under 200 yards in each of those games.
It's shocking.
That's what he's going
to
do.
I would love to know the last team to do that. We got to do some research on that.
It might have never been done.
And the time he had 300 yards last week, they lost.
Right.
So they just the ball control. He's the epitome of a game manager. And if you have a great defense like that, it plays great. You can win.
Why it's hard to quantify this, but the value of simply taking care of the ball and not turning it over.
Yeah,
it's led them to wins.
Yes, I'm learning a lot. I'm appreciating that more. At age 48, I appreciate that more today than I have my entire life.
Valdez, why aren't we cranking out burgundy and gold 178 Smith t-shirts? I mean, we can make a killing.
Just 178?
178, it's his favorite number. That's what he passes for. In his last 3 wins, he's passed for 178 yards.
On the number.
178, exactly.
That's crazy.
With those shirts, you should be online right now. We're missing another golden opportunity.
And I think he knows it, too. So I think he just throws a pass, right. Yeah. Knowing that he might get to 178.
He's dialed in on that number.
Like, late in the game.
It's weird.
It's fitting of a guy who does Cypress Air gas fireplace commercials.
Those commercials make me slap my knee every time.
But he's laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah. He's going to have an 18-year career, and he's going to make $180
million. If he gets to 178 and it's like 10 minutes left in the fourth, he'll stop throwing.
I mean, if he gets to 178 again, how do you not play? Now, it's really lowbrow to play like the three number game in the lotto. You have to go play that today. Make your number 178.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's see how jacked up and how juiced the Redskins fans are this morning.
All right, let's go. 800-636.
Josh Norman doesn't think they're juiced at all.
I know.
1067. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up, buddy? Are you there?
Marvin, Starvin' Marvin.
Happy Victory Monday, Marvin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Once again, I'm calling on a Monday that's a Victory Monday. So it's always a good thing. Hey, look, I'm excited. I argued with my friend yesterday about how Alex Smith is so average, but he was telling me, when's the last time we could say we were 6-3? And I thought about, and I was like, wow, 99.
I think 99 the last time they were atop the division at 6-3.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since they won 6 of their first 9, yes.
Yeah, so I'm being a Debbie Downer during the game, but I was so excited that I think Strowman's interception was the interception that, I mean, the play that happened right as we're talking about that. So I was all excited and everything like that. I just want to get to a couple facts, couple little things, and then, hey, let the show flow. I think, and this is crazy, fellas, I'm saying this, but I think Jonathan Cooper is an upgrade from LaVal. I hate to say that, but LaVal was terrible. He was terrible this year. I hope people really realize that. He wasn't supposed to be the Redskins starting guard anyway. It was supposed to be Ari Quanjo. He wasn't even going to be a Redskin, matter of fact. So Redskins kind of settled on him and then couldn't find any replacement.
That's how could you tell Cooper Redskins was better, though? It's tough for me to grade interior offensive linemen watching a game on TV.
I'm just, as a guy who does this kind of stuff, I went back and watched every offensive play again, just fast forwarded, and I watched what he did on each play. Even his holding calls I thought were bogus.
All right, maybe you're right. I know this. I was sitting next to Trevor Maddich, who knows a thing or two, Marvin, about playing in the trenches in the NFL, and he pointed out on one play that Cooper whiffed on three different guys. So I don't know.
Right. Let's go to Joel in Herndon. I know as a unit, they held up pretty well.
Absolutely. Two sacks.
Joel, what's up, buddy? You're all the junks.
What's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to say I think you're spot on with Alex Smith being a great game manager. I mean, how many times did Kirk Cousins have great stat lines in a big, fat loss? He's looking good. He's having good stat lines. But the team's not winning, so I'll take Alex Smith.
Well, that's true. Well, hold on. That's true. But if you had Cousins this year with that defense and with Peterson, it might be a different story.
He never had a defense that even closely resembled this unit.
It's fair.
So it's tough to compare the years.
They just do different things. Kirk's more prolific, which is going to come with some more mistakes. Alex, much more risk-averse. And he's going to try to limit those mistakes and grind out a W.
Defense is better,
it's different,
but they are regressing. Just look at where they're going to fall in terms of the team rankings. They were as high as number 2 a couple weeks ago, and the last couple weeks they've given up basically 1,000 yards.
They have, but they were going. They actually held Tampa below their average, right? Certainly in terms of passing. Fitzpatrick was averaging 449 through the air. He only threw for 401. They're averaging 28
points. Which is greater than their team average.
They were averaging 28 points per game. They only scored 3.
And my argument would be that Kirk never had a defense that approached number 2 in stopping the run.
That's true.
Never even close.
That's true.
He had, like, the worst run defense in the league.
And they were always down by 10 or 14, right. So he was forced to throw.
Okay, but so where do you put the value on taking care of the football?
There's no question Alex takes care of it better than Kirk.
Of course.
I put it up there.
I think having a killer defense is more important than throwing a pick or two. Because if you're throwing 3 or 4 touchdowns, I can live with a pick or two.
Well, okay, then you're describing Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I can live with Ryan Fitzpatrick as my quarterback.
Do you think this team would be 6-3 with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
The Redskins?
Yeah.
They might be.
I'm not so sure.
Might be.
It's hard to say.
Too many
playing
turnovers.
With his defense,
too many turnovers.
Because they would blow
because
a game.
You got to remember,
which he shouldn't.
They were scoring 28 points a game.
He's got separators on the outside with Evans and DeSean Jackson, and really at tight end, OJ Howard's pretty good. Godwin's really good. If you put him in this offense with these receivers, he's not putting up the same numbers.
Not even close.
Right. So it's tough to say. Would they be 6-3 with Fitzpatrick? I would say no.
And Kirk wouldn't be putting up the numbers either.
You're right. You're right.
The Vikings are 5-3-1. We're 6-3. Let's go to.
They're starting to play a lot better. The
Let's
defense
go to Albert.
They had 10 sacks in a game.
Albert, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. I'm not gonna beat Debbie down on a Monday. We're 6-3. Nobody thought we'd be here this time of the year.
I know.
Everybody's talking about Kirk. You know, this is a different year. I don't know how many times last year or the last couple of years I sit here and watch this team and thought we had a victory, and then watch Kirk Cousins fumble it away or throw an interception in the playoffs. It's great to have a guy that will grind the game out and not make the mistakes to kill this team. It's finally good to see this team overcoming those hurdles and winning these ball games. In years past, we would have choked up and kicked it in after the big losses like New Orleans and Atlanta. This team is growing. They are learning, especially in defense. High-potent offenses have kicked our butts twice this year. Yesterday, we went up against a team that's averaging 28 points a game. What did they score? Three? One more nugget before I get off of here, guys. 6-3 the Redskins are. Six wins, they've never been behind. Three losses, they trailed all three losses.
Oh yeah, believe me.
If they're in the lead, they're going to win, guys. If they're behind, they'll lose. It's the first time in NFL history through 9 games that a team has never had to change leads in a game.
That's right.
Well, believe me, I'm watching that whole game, and every time they're threatening, I'm like, well, they can't go up.
Right.
They go up, I don't think
that's going to continue throughout the season. At some point, it's going to have to.
We're going to have to come back?
At some point, they're going to score on the opening drive,
and we're going to have to find a way to win.
Well, on the TV side, we have to do a turning point each week because it's a sponsored bit, and I said the turning point was Fitzpatrick's first interception, because if they go up 7-0, if he actually doesn't overthrow the guy and sail it to Josh Norman, they're up 7-0, and I don't know if the Redskins come back in that situation. One thing about the defense. Defense is improved from last year. But during that 3-game winning streak, we were really high on the Alabama wall and Ioannidis. And Ioannidis, unbelievably, is up to 7.5 sacks, having a Pro Bowl season, right? But they've kind of regressed to the lack of pass rush. 41 dropbacks, they only get to Ryan Fitzpatrick twice. And I looked at the numbers. Through 9 games, in 7 of the games, they've had 2 sacks or less. They had 2 big performances, 4 sacks against Dallas, 7 against Eli Manning and the Giants. But that concerns me a little bit because we talk about whether this is sustainable, and I do think the defense is better. But against these offenses that are pass first, the Redskins are giving up a ton of yards, and against the better quarterbacks like Matt Ryan and Drew Brees, they've been toast. Because generally, when you give up this amount of yards, and you give about this amount of first downs, you give up a similar amount of points like you did to the Falcons.
Look, they're a flawed team. When they play an elite team, they're going to lose.
The Falcons are elite.
Okay, but they're elite offense, and they just were better than us, I think. Look, the Colts aren't elite. The Colts worked us. But I'm just saying, in general, when they play an elite team, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
Just be happy that you're leading the division in week 10.
I'm thrilled.
Be happy.
You should be.
The Skins are trending towards a playoff spot. Now, it's not a given.
Anything could happen.
They could go on a tailspin and they could miss the playoffs. We don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not counting my chickens, but I like where we sit.
Of course, you have to.
I love the schedule that we have.
The playoff predictor percentage has to be very high.
I don't think it's 90%. But
no.
Could be wrong.
Maybe 70.
By the way, the dream
that
matchup.
Might even be high. That might even be high.
If the NFL playoffs started today, it's not the dream matchup. It's a home game against the Panthers. It's not home against the Vikings. So we need a little bit of shifting around for
already beat them, Cakes.
Tough to beat them twice.
That is true.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if they played the Vikings?
It would be amazing.
Ooh,
face off against Cousins and Adrian Peterson gets to face his former team.
Let's go to Donald, Upper Marlboro. Donald, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junks?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
How are you, man?
What's up,
Donald? I'm in love with the Redskins winning formula.
You do?
You sound like it.
Yeah, I'm in love with it. Scoring first in the playoffs at home, I think you got a chance to win in that playoff game.
You're going
to
be in love with it until the Redskins face the Saints in the playoffs. if they get that far, you should be happy.
I would be thrilled.
I'm happy. And I love Josh Norman for calling the fans out, too. because I'm a season ticket holder. I haven't missed a game. I only missed two games in 18 years.
Well, you're
a rare
bird,
though. The fans out there.
You're a rare bird. You're one of those fans that's just you ride or die no matter what. Most people
ride or die no matter what.
Right. Most people aren't that way. Most people are kind of like, if you're good, they're happy. If you're bad, they're going to complain.
And you know,
I think that's pretty normal.
And I was listening to Pete Medhurst, and he can chime in again about this, but as he does, watching football wake up on Mondays at 5 a.m., he just pointed out it's unaffordable for a lot of people with the parking and the concessions, and they are doing things to try and make it a better experience, but it's still not affordable.
Yeah, of course. But he's also unhappy like with the booing and stuff.
I know.
But yeah. That's any athlete. All athletes, they just want complete adoration. They never want to be booed. I think booing's dumb. I've never booed. I'm not a booer. But, I mean, get over it. You're paid to perform. If you guys perform poorly, fans are going to respond that way.
Cakes is a known booer. Can you give me your boo again?
No, it's very rare that I boo. Very, very rare.
But you've done it on the show before.
Yeah. See, I'm not a booer.
Very rare that the boo comes out.
I think it's for hillbillies.
And I don't boo my team. I'll boo other donks. I'll boo the opposing donks.
Yeah.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, Redskins 6-3, 2-game lead in the NFC East with 7 games left on the season, sniffing the playoffs already. You can give us your calls at 800-636-1067.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Top of the hour, Chris Russell, Redskins insider on 106.7 The Fan, will join us. Remember, D'Angelo Hall at 8:20. Get his take on this defense, which definitely was a bend but don't break and forced turnovers defense yesterday. Who cares about yardage when you allow just 3 points? If you allow just 3 points, you're going to win games.
Well, if you allow just 3 points, you're going to win all the games.
Right.
I mean, there's no way that's sustainable. But great effort by the defense, turning the Bucs over. They let the Bucs major in what they major in, which is turnovers.
You know what we sleep on, too? It's field position. And Tressway has had a great year.
Yeah.
They forced Tampa into long drives. And Tampa was really good between the 20s. But eventually, they're the type of team that's going to make some mistakes and stumble and bumble.
Their average field position, I think, was starting at the 19. Ours was the 30.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the Redskins have been doing that this season. They've had really good special teams, and that has helped them on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
Especially Dustin Hopkins. Big kicks.
Yeah.
Big kicks.
Isn't it amazing how some of these kickers? Cody Parkey for the Bears hit the post 4 times yesterday.
What were the conditions? Was it super windy or anything?
I mean, it's in Chicago. It's the Windy City.
Right.
But I don't care. It's hard to hit the post 4 times.
Yeah.
And then you saw Cannizzaro. He was missing layups. But when you have a guy that you can really count on, like Hopkins, I'm not saying Hopkins is the best ever. He's not Vinatieri, but he's pretty damn reliable.
He's pretty solid.
He's pretty reliable.
I'm thrilled with him.
So the Bucs had scored 34 and 28 in the two previous games, yet Dirk Koetter thought, I could call the plays better. They come up with 3 points.
Well, I felt every time they handed the ball off, and they had some success, but it was a gift.
Yeah.
It was a gift every time they handed it off.
Well, they had some success in the first half, though.
Some.
And that's why they
End up with 103 yards rushing on 24 carries, but still, if I'm them, because they are such a downfield passing team, 1st and 10, incomplete, it's okay, no big deal. 2nd and 10, incomplete, no big deal, because eventually you're going to hit that 15-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Edwin Severn. Edwin, what's up, buddy? You're all in the Junks. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello,
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Good.
Hey, it's great after a Skins win. You know, sure, they're flawed. You know, we're not a perfect team. Just imagine, you know, maybe if Alex Smith had somebody like DeSean Jackson, you know, if we had a weapon, we'd be a little more further down the field. He'd be making the shots, taking the shots.
A little bit.
He'd be higher on the...
I think so.
Yeah. And you got to give credit to the coaching staff, putting together that patchwork that they did for the offensive line.
Hell of a job.
They did a great job working those guys, getting him to fit right in, extra workouts for him. And, you know, after each loss, it's humbling for the Skins, but it's a learning experience. They seem to pick up and overcome it, get back together on track. And, you know, the friends, you're right, the price of the tickets is outrageous. But most of those people going into the stadiums, you know, they're cheering from their pocketbook. When they're not getting their money's worth, they're unhappy and the boo birds come out. You know, if you're a true Skin fan, you're cheering from your heart. Even when they're down, you just, you know, believe in them. You got to say, get up. You know, we're not out of it yet. So the playoffs are definitely a possibility. And, you know, that ball control you guys were talking about, that's what stabilized the Skins and it allowed the defense to make those key interceptions and the fumbles and the turnovers. And everybody stepped up when they needed to. And that's why they held them down, because they believed in themselves. Now we got to start believing in our team and getting behind them. It was fun to watch these guys, nail-biting at times, but it was just a great game.
No, they're not going to win games like the Chiefs. They're not going to win games like the Rams, and maybe it doesn't matter. Here's what Coach Jay Gruden, who's an offensive guy, said about their formula for winning.
Jay, nine games in, you know, the defense is turning the ball over, doing a good job there. Offense is still struggling. Are you kind of okay with the formula that is starting to kind of show itself here in terms of getting wins that way?
Yeah, I think the game kind of played out that way. At first half, we had about, you know, other than the two-minute drill, we only had about 15 or 12 plays, so we didn't have a lot of opportunities. They were moving the ball, and our defense was getting the stops and turnovers when we had to, but that's what it takes to win a game. I really don't care. You know, I'll save the fantasy football to the guys who play that. We just try to get a win and grind it out any way we can. Our turtle team last night, it's either we win 6-3 or 50-49. I don't care. The whole idea is to win the game. And right now we're winning ugly, but I don't know if there's such thing as winning ugly.
There is.
No, there is. And you guys are doing it. It's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
He's right. He's 100% yeah. Right.
Of course.
He doesn't care how they come.
Of course.
As long as he gets them.
I mean, they've won four out of the last five, Eric. And they haven't scored more than 23, but they haven't allowed more than 17 in those four wins.
The only thing, I love it. As a Skins fan, it just makes my weekend that much better. I'm one of those guys that when the Skins win, it makes my weekend a little better. When they lose, it actually makes my week awful, right? Because we got to come in here and talk about it. And right, I know for a lot of people, at least for a day or two, there's a little bit of a Skins hangover. It's hard to get, like, project out happiness because of these grind out, winning ugly sort of, like, it's just hard to. It's hard to bank on
it's
that.
It's hard to believe it's sustainable.
It's hard to bank on it. But when they pull it off, it's thrilling.
And you also see the other teams, like the Rams.
Well, I know
and
we're
the
not
Saints
those teams.
And the Vikings.
That's
so
fine.
You know that there's probably end of the road. But it's kind of like this, the way I look at it is. We would have been really happy if Maryland won this weekend because it would have made a bowl.
Absolutely.
Now, we know they're not Michigan or Michigan State or Penn State or Ohio State. But we'd have been happy if they just made it to a bowl. And Redskins fans should just be happy if they make it to the playoffs. And right now, they're on track to make it to the playoffs, which is a big accomplishment for a team that has been 500 for the last three seasons.
I predicted they would win six games this year. That means they have to lose all the rest of them for me to be right. So every win after this is gravy.
I got them over 7.5 wins for the year.
Let me ask you this.
You're loving that bet.
Let me ask you this.
At this point.
Of the guys who are out, now a couple guys are out for the season. Brandon Scherff, Sean LaValle, they're not coming back. But the guys who are out and can come back.
Chris Thompson.
You think he's the most impactful
Crowder
to come back.
Crowder can help a lot, too.
Trent Williams is also out.
Trent can help huge, obviously. Of course.
I generally, and Quentin Dunbar on the defensive side, look,
those
early
guys
on.
Those are all critical.
Early on.
I can't believe he won without him.
Danny Johnson was getting exposed. Stroman made a play later on. But early on, you missed Quentin Dunbar big time.
Yeah. I thought Danny Johnson makes some plays, though, too. So
they were going after him, though.
Yeah.
They were targeting him. And you should.
I agree with you. I think Chris Thompson, he was the offensive MVP of the team last year. He is one of their few explosive playmakers.
He's sorely missed.
They don't have guys who are explosive playmakers, really. On the field right now?
Trying to think of one. I'm trying to think of one that comes to mind. Bibbs, possibly.
Bibbs seems to have
He can take a 5-yard swing passing. He can make it 30 yards and get to the end zone. He did it a few games ago. But other than him, I mean, Doxson's clearly not explosive.
No, they don't have one.
Crowder, when he's healthy, which is rare, can be explosive. That's about it.
It's true.
But
it's true. Look,
there are no more real reinforcements coming. Mo Harris, he's filled in nicely. Not an explosive guy. Kind of a grinder. But he kind of fits in with the rest of the offense. It's just the way they're
built
right now.
Mo Harris is a much better Ryan Grant. much better. Bigger, stronger. He catches almost everything. Yeah, I like him. I think he's a nice complimentary receiver. He could play here for 5 years.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, gentlemen. Enjoyed your program for many years. I'm a retired Fairfax County teacher, and I'm living here in Farmville, Virginia now.
Where's that?
But I go back to the Billy Kilmer days of Over the Hill Gang and Play Ugly, Run the Ball with Riggins.
Right, right.
And the thing I wanted to mention, you just mentioned a little while ago that I was going to be so smart about, is people sleeping on special teams. It's a huge part of these wins. Yeah. I think we can't emphasize it enough. We probably have the best kicker and field goal kicker and punter combination in the league, and that's just huge. I've always felt there's three things, obviously, offense, defense, and special teams. And if you're very good at two out of the three, you can win a lot of games. And we are very good at two out of those three.
And sure. I think the punting in particular is really helping the defense in that the combination of not turning the ball over and the punting, teams aren't having short field opportunities against the Redskins. They have to go the length of the field to score. Now, the Falcons did it. The Falcons kept converting third downs. But when you're forcing your opponent to go 70, 80 yards every time to get a touchdown, it's tough.
Yeah, you're right.
And the Tampa just kept stepping on themselves,
yep. Shooting themselves in the foot.
The defense always seems to be fresh because the offense usually has the ball for, 30-plus minutes. Going into last week, they were second in time of possession. I don't know where they rank now, but they were keeping the ball.
The first half was terrible. Tampa had the ball the whole time.
That is true. That's true. But week in, week out, usually the defense seems fresh because they're not on the field all the time.
Let's go to Sed and Greenbelt. Sed, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning. Good morning. Hail to the Redskins, man.
What's up, Sed?
Like, I'm a diehard fan, as everybody, a lot of us calling and saying, but I just want to thank your producer for saving me and telling me to pump my brakes a little bit because I drink the juice all the time. I'm the guy to think we're going to the Super Bowl in preseason and all that. But, as well as my defense is playing and as crazy as they aren't playing also sometimes, that intensity that they still seem to gather when they need to gather, it reminds me of the 2000 Ravens, the 06 Colts, the 09
they're not that good.
Saints. I know they're not that good, and that's why I got my brakes pumped a little earlier also, and it was just because, but when that defense snaps into that, that zone where not just Swearinger, who got trucked today, and it's all good, but he made it seem like it wasn't that bad, but, not just when Swearinger steps up, not just when Ha-Ha Dix gets the fumble recovery, but like when the defense just, not when the rookie just gets to pick at the end, but like when defense just starts to play for us, I'm not scared of the next man up mentality no more like I used to be with the Redskins. Like, I'm not nervous about who knows what to do. And I know we look like some crap in the beginning of the game, but when Josh got that pick miraculously, oh my gosh, like it didn't really change my feelings. The way defense played the whole rest of the game is what changed my feelings, So it's like they're used to being good on defense again. I know they're not the Ravens and all that, but I get hyped when I think about, how defense.
They got a bunch of Alabama players on that defense, all right? You got Clinton Dix, you got Allen, you got Payne, you got Anderson who made a play yesterday. And look what happens to Alabama. They've had two straight shutouts in college football.
Yeah, of course.
Draft Alabama defensive players, you're going to probably be okay.
Skins have 7 Alabama guys on their roster. They're stockpiling
those
guys.
Next year, make it 17.
Right.
They might.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Coming up next, Chris Russell, Redskins insider, joins us on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.